following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Yo, what's up? Right Brand Bacon here. I'm the bigger, better bacon. Bacon that makes a bold statement. We're talking major slices of thick, meaty bacon. I'm so big you could serve me to the presidents on Mount Rushmore. When I'm on the grill sizzling, I smell so incredible. It attracts guys faster than a half-price bikini car wash. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
O'Reilly. Increase your vehicle's performance with Lucas Oil Stabilizer on sale for $9.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Regular use will help you increase oil life, save gas, and reduce wear. Pick up a bottle of Lucas Oil Stabilizer for $9.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Friday, the 21st. I don't know if I even want to be in here for the next few Fridays. It's summertime, man.
It is summertime. That's why I've been out.
You've been baseballing.
I've been away from the airwaves.
I know. What's up?
I've missed the entire NBA Finals.
And you're crushed.
I'm defeated. Who won?
Coming up, yeah. Coming up, John Cohen, Mississippi State baseball coach. Brian Munson, Big Red Report, talk about the Huskers. And we'll have all that coming up on the show today. But let's get this out of the way, because that's what they're talking about all morning long. Aaron Hernandez, wow, and the NBA Finals. I just kind of sat back, and now I can say... Super Bowl right, NBA right, probably going to get the hockey right, but LeBron
Black
James.
Blackhawks are 2-2.
Yeah, it's 2-2. Yeah, so, but, yeah, and I don't have home ice advantage anymore. Chicago does, and I took Boston. But that's what's going on tomorrow night. College World Series going on. My LSU pick will not come through in the College World Series. We'll talk about that in this segment, but NBA, it's well known that you do not like LeBron James, and we have talked about that for a variety of reasons. And actually, in the last, before the game last night, and then a little bit more today, obviously, but social media and the things I've seen out there, some of the folks have kind of come out of the woodwork saying, okay, now Spurs fans, you know, you can shut up now. Or it's not even Spurs fans. I brought this up. There are no Spurs fans around here.
No.
They're anti-Heat people.
Very much so.
I even saw a couple of posts saying, okay, now all you Heat fans can go back in hibernating. No, all you anti-Heat people can go back in hibernating, and you better get used to it. You better get used to it, because Miami's going to be back next year, and they're already favored to win the title. Las Vegas odds, 3-1.
You know, I went to bed last night not liking LeBron James, and I woke up this morning with the same hatred that I have for LeBron James. And I love how everyone's like, well, he's not Aaron Hernandez. Okay, well, really? So now, if you haven't allegedly killed somebody, that makes you all of a sudden a good human being. That's what we've gotten to.
Could
in this
be worse.
Sort, you know, but at the end of the day, I personally do not like LeBron James and the way that he handled his departure from Cleveland. I felt it was inappropriate. I think he led the people of Cleveland on that he was coming back, and a lot of people in that town has struggled dramatically without him. What his decision did was not just a LeBron James decision. He took an economy or in a community and ravaged it. Now, that's fine. That's his right to do. But you don't need to have a show to tell everybody you're about to do
you
it.
You watch reality TV at all?
What's that?
You watch any reality TV at all?
Well, only the good stuff.
Yeah, well, that's as good as it gets.
Well,
and it's the premiere and the finale all in an hour.
Well,
and let me go to the next stage here against you, talking about that. He didn't ravage the economy at Cleveland. He built whatever he ravaged is what he built by playing at Cleveland.
Oh, no, I disagree with you on that. The Indians had 455 straight sellouts before we even heard Mr. James had come to town. So I disagree with you on that.
So he left the Indians stink.
There's a lot of businesses that had built, and granted, it's his decision, but you could have told people before they invested. You could have told people that this, you didn't need to have the show. And so that's why I'm just telling you why it's funny. I'm in Walmart or whatnot. People will be like, oh, LeBron James. Like, I get so much grief for it. That and I get called a communist all the time, you know, but that's why I don't like him. I think it was one of the more selfish, self-absorbed. I think that's the way that he is. And I don't care that he won a championship. That's my belief system in him has not changed one iota about him. Do I think he's the devil? No, but I just don't care for him. And I was not a guy that latched onto these NBA finals just to watch. I haven't watched the NBA all year. I did not watch the NBA all year. The only one I watch, here's one for you. The only thing that I've watched all year of the NBA Finals was the last minute of game number 6. And then I felt like, okay, you're the jinx, which everybody knows has nothing to do with it. But I single-handedly watched them give up a 5-point lead in 26 seconds. And I was like, that's all I got to really watch.
Let's go to the Dan Pop Red Box. Folks, we'd love to hear what you have to say about the NBA Finals, the College World Series, any other subject that's out there in the world of sports, Stanley Cup, whatever's going on. You can always call us at 888-455-ESPN, the Bruce Furniture fan line at 888-455-3776. The email has never changed, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. You spell out the word and, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. You get to the Dent Popper inbox. Facebook is ESPN Superstation. Tweets, so fun when we get those, at ESPN 1460 1550. Trent says, here is a list of not one, not two, not three, not four, but 7 reasons why people hate LeBron Raymond James. 1, LeBron couldn't win with Mo Williams, Ilgauskas, and Donyell Marshall. 2, Michael Jordan has never missed a shot. He invented basketball. 3, LeBron only has 2 rings. Mike has 6. 4, LeBron is a flopper. 5, LeBron has a receding hairline. 6, LeBron acts like he was in a fight with Aaron Hernandez every time he gets fouled. And 7, LeBron is the best basketball player in the world and communist haters just can't handle that.
Well said.
P.S., this is rumor, by the way. After the game, LeBron asked Chris Bosh if he wanted to go drink and celebrate, and Bosh says, nah, I don't take shots well. Wow, that is embarrassing. They lose and Bosh gets 0. He's gone. 0 points? How? It doesn't matter, though. It's about the team, right?
Man, when Chris Bosh did this whole thing, Chris Bosh was an average NBA player, and all of a sudden he just hipped on. He just rides James coattails to being this somehow great player, and he's not. I mean, he's the most interchangeable. I don't know why they call it the Big Three. It's just LeBron and D-Wade. That's it. Bosh has never been a guy. You can look at Ray Allen and Shane Battier had a heck of a lot more to do with all those wins than Bosh did.
I just
want to know why the guy didn't foul Bosh when he had the ball instead of letting it pass him to Ray Allen. I don't know much about hoops, but I do know that Bosh would have only gotten 2 free throws.
Well,
and that's probably
half a second. He had the ball a second.
I mean, that's the whole thing. San Antonio's just got to be not only to lose it, but to lose the way that they did, to have it in their hands. I mean, what you saw the ESPN thing. 97% of the time, the team that's winning by five with 26 seconds to go wins. I mean,
and that was an interesting situation last night because then the Heat up four with 29 seconds.
They made their free throws.
Made their free throws, and the Spurs never made another shot.
Right.
But how key is it that Tim Duncan can't finish from 2 feet on two attempts there that would have tied the ball game at, was it 90-90 or 92-92? Obviously 90-90 because they never scored again. It was 95-88. By the way, the spread in Vegas was 6.5 or 7, depending on how you look at that. They just keep doing it. 95-88.
Those guys are amazing.
But Tim Duncan has to feel sick. He has to feel sick because that shot didn't go in, and it definitely changes the dynamic of the game. Then they're only down two, even if Miami, you know, you're not sure. There's a little difference when you've got the ball up two or tied, and knowing it, you need to score. So it was a very good series, probably a great series. Anytime it goes seven, even though there were two blowouts in this best of seven, it was entertaining and what you want in your league. Talked about basketball, and really, I don't think for any bad reasons. Where we talk, that everybody complains a little bit about the officiating. That doesn't matter.
Everybody
complains a little bit about the flopping. That doesn't matter. And again, my point on the LeBron flopping is, and this was brought up last year at this time, LeBron falls down and flops, and I'll give you that, because he's so big that he never gets a call unless he goes to the ground, it seems like. And don't overreact with the he never gets a call, but you know what I'm saying? You run into Tony Parker or Manu Ginobili or Kobe Bryant, they're smaller. I mean, LeBron's 6'8", 275. It's pretty hard to knock that man down.
When you talk about officiating, everyone, officiating is as good today as it's ever been. These guys are more trained at it. Yeah. They're better at it and everything. The only issue that we have now is we have 90 different angles, whether it be for an umpire, mm-hmm. whether it be for an NFL referee. We got slow-mo. We got – so you can pick them apart. I mean, if you are close enough to let the officiating handle – and I know because I'm not a fan of the officials. Don't get me wrong. But you even see it in the College World Series. You know, those guys are just getting
– they're doing pretty good this year too.
Well, the poor guy who passed out, I may still be there if he doesn't decide to walk away. I was at that game. My wife and I were at that game. And we were 2 hours in, and we were in the second inning. And I was like, man, this guy's strike zone's brutal. And I was sitting with other coaches, and they're like, God, this guy's bad. And my wife turns to me and says, how do you know they're so bad when you're sitting down the right field out line? I'm like, look at the hitter's reactions and look at the coach's reactions. These guys know they're on TV and can barely keep it
together.
When you see the pacing and you see the hitters just taking, they don't know what to swing at. I mean, you could tell that. And I don't know if that was the reason why he was so bad that night. But, you know, you can really tell the K zone for these poor college guys.
Yeah, see, ESPN, you know, I don't like that.
No, ESPN needs to get rid of that at the college game.
Yeah.
You know, because it's unfair to these guys. And my question that I would always ask, that's what we need to do, is get the head of NCAA officiating on here. Because here's my question. I even looked it up because I have the rule book at my house. The strike zone in the NCAA rule book says from the shoulders to the bottom of the knees.
That's a big zone, people.
The way TD Ameritrade is going, it needs to be half the plate. Because I don't know about anybody else. I'm the biggest college baseball fan in the world. I love it. I love watching. Love watching. Going to the games, seeing how people act. The TD Ameritrade games are so boring. I love defense. I love great plays. I love small ball. I love seeing hit and runs. It is boring how atrocious, how hard it is to get a ball to fall. Even regular line drives.
Because of where the outfield plays. It's... Even if it does get hit deep, they know they can track it down because it's just going to hang there. There have been a couple balls that have gotten over the outfielders, but they're going to go ahead and play it. They're playing the co-ed line in softball.
Oh.
It's like they're playing co-ed baseball, and they're playing that co-ed line because they know it's the odds of it going over their head are way outweighed by catching the short little line drive
exactly.
or the little blooper.
And everything hangs up, and you can run underneath it. But I would love you to use your connections and get a Chattel on here because obviously he can talk to get the NCAA. And ask them, now that you've done it with the skyline in right field, because if people don't know the whole story, the field is backwards. All baseball fields are supposed to run from south to north. TD Ameritrade runs from north to south. That's why they can't actually probably have a morning game there, because it would, the sun would be directly in the hitter's eyes. So you have the predominant south winds always blowing in. And the only reason why TD Ameritrade was built that way was because they wanted the skyline. In all 13 stories, I think, is the tallest building. They wanted the skyline of Omaha in the outfield, which you can't see because it's blocked by an enormous jumbotron. Great decision-making. TD Ameritrade is a beautiful ballpark, but they made some horrific decisions that are having dramatic impact on this field.
And Tom Chattel had a very good article in the Omaha World Herald earlier this week about changing the dynamics. He's saying, just like we've said on the show, we went from one extreme to the other. Okay, so we did not like, and the fans spoke, as he said, 15 years ago when we had the 21-14 game, to let's do something so it's not like that. Well, now they went all the way to the other end, and now you need to do something to kind of bring it a little bit back towards the middle. I expect that they will bring the fences in a little bit, and I expect that that's not going to make a whole lot of difference, because I'm trying to think of all the games I've watched, and I haven't watched every inning of every game. What has there been? Maybe, I'm guessing, three more balls. We would have had three more home runs. I mean, when they bring the fences in, they're only going to bring them in 10 feet.
Right.
It's not like they're going to put it 295 down the line. And so I'm thinking, what was it, maybe three more home runs?
And in TD Ameritrade and the designers and everything else, the bat standards, no one is expecting the bat standards to be where they are. I mean, they've dumbed down those bats so much. We have baseball players playing throughout the country right now using wood bats. And they talk about how much more pop there is in a wood bat than it is in the BB core bats. So I think you're gonna get. I think you're gonna see at the Division I level, you're gonna see the fences be brought in, and they're gonna change the ball. That's the newest catchphrase, is they're gonna change the ball.
Yeah, they're gonna go to the minor league level ball. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, that is a good thing.
Okay, let's go to our Midtown Mark Cooler question, because coming up, John Cohen, the head baseball coach at Mississippi State, is going to join us. And then in the last half of the program, around 11:45, Brian Munson of Big Red Report is going to join us as well. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday: which 2-0 team at the College World Series has the best chance of winning it all? 58% says Mississippi State, 42% say UCLA. Now our Midtown Mark Cooler question for the weekend: how many more titles will LeBron win in his career? 0, 1 or 2, 3 or 4, or 5 or more titles? It won't be 5 or more, because you just flat out can't keep that kind of talent together and you lose interest. He's going to win another title. What do you think?
He needs to win one more title, and he needs to do it in a Cavalier uniform.
Oh, good God. I think he wins it. I'm going to go out on the limb. I know I'm going to take the one that will be the least or second least voted on. I'm going to say that he wins 3 or 4 more. And not necessarily all in Miami, but I think 3 or 4 more.
He can opt out after next year. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
he's not
going to Cleveland.
Kyrie Irving, Gnarls Noel,
yeah,
and LeBron James, the new big three. June 21st, 2013. You heard it here first on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You can vote on the Midtown Mark Cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Dustin has fired off to the Dent Popper inbox: I don't watch much NBA basketball, but during the playoffs, I try to watch because it's sports on TV, like a lot of us do. But good Lord, some things make it hard. Rex Burkhead takes more dribbles on 25-yard touchdown runs than Manu Ginobili does when throws his shoulders into someone and sprints to the basket. Just make the rules consistent with how the game is played. After you get inside the three, dribbling is optional. Three-point line dribbling is optional. Thanks, Dustin. You can fire off your thoughts to the Dent Popper inbox as well. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Speaking of Daddy, it's my daddy's birthday, and I just know he lives to listen to this program. Happy birthday to my father today. Hope he has a great weekend, and we will take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show with John Cohen, Mississippi State baseball coach, in a moment.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We're nuts
about football.
That's why we're teaming up to help wide receiver Wes Welker take down defensive end DeMarcus Ware in the Depend Players Challenge for charity.
Actually, we're pulling for DeMarcus.
But we talked about Welker over breakfast burritos.
Get together with your loved ones and vote for the player you want to give the $50,000 from Depend to the V Foundation. Voting ends July 1st.
Together, we can help Wes.
DeMarcus.
Win for a good cause.
Vote at thegreatamericantryon.com.
What she said.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Support a great cause and have a good time doing it. Playing in the Tasha Kider Memorial 4-Person Golf Scramble Friday afternoon, June 28th at the Kearney Country Club. You don't have to be a member at the club to play, and all monies go toward the Kearney Elementary Snag Golf Program, which uses age-appropriate equipment and programs to teach the game of golf. This memorial fund will serve kindergarten through 5th grade students in Kearney Elementary Schools. Sign up today for the Tasha Kider Memorial 4-Person Golf Scramble Friday, June 28th at the Kearney Country Club.
Plan on some sun, hot 95 today. Stays warm over the upcoming weekend. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 84.
All the crazy folks getting ready to head west. North Platte, Kid Rock in town tonight. What do you think, bro?
I am spending the day at the WATERPARK. For any of you who have children, you know exactly why I just spelled it, because I think my son is listening and he doesn't know that's we're going for his buddy's birthday party.
So that's awesome.
So that's where we'll be spending the afternoon. So we are going south to Hastings, H-Town.
So, Bubba, you're going to the water park. All right! Yeah! It's water park day! Woo!
It's amazing how life has changed from 10 years ago. Kid Rock, I'm ready to roll. Go see Kid Rock in concert. Now it's water parks and s'mores tonight. life changes.
Isn't that much more relaxing?
It probably is, because I think Kid Rock concert would be pretty out of control. So
going to be pretty cool Nebraska Land Days tonight in North Platte. So everybody that's headed that way, be safe, have fun. It's going to be a hot one, going to be a little windy, it sounds like, most of the day. Who knows if it'll die down by the time that concert gets rolling around. People are interested, what kind of a concert will The Rock put on tonight? Because his two opening acts are country acts, and he has shown that he can do just about anything. I don't think you're going to see Kid mellow out tonight and just do some of his country, you know, all summer long. You're going to get You Never Met A. You're going to get Cowboy.
I want him to bring it. I don't want to hear him and Sheryl Crow up there singing their duet. I want him to bring it like he did. I actually got to see the OAR concert. Are you a fan of OAR?
I know of OAR.
I listen to him on my iPad or iPod all the time. One of my players downloaded a book.
I was going
to
say, now, is that you or is that, college baseball player influence?
That's college baseball player saying, coach. So I rock it out all the time. And I saw him. I've never been more stunned in my entire life to see that's what they look like. I thought they would be big. I thought the guy would be a bigger guy. I just, you know, I was like, I was stunned.
Thought you'd be bigger.
Yeah, I thought, but they did a great job. It was a very cool concert. The storms came, so it kind of was cut short a little bit. But concerts are cool. I'm not a big concert guy, but there's just something about going to a concert during the summer that's just a really good time. And I think Kid Rock's one of those I would pay.
Yeah,
to go see.
I'm like you. I don't go to enough of them, but I love it when you do go.
Yeah,
it's good stuff, folks. Maybe you're heading to the concert, tailgate in the parking lot. Maybe you're heading to baseball this weekend. Kearney and Grand Island are hosting at Ryder Park and at Memorial Field a senior tournament this weekend. You always need to eat, and Troutman's is there for you. Troutman's has USDA Choice certified Angus beef, and all of their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness, plus fresh sausage out of the smokehouse all the time. Open 6 days a week for you at Troutman's Quality Meats right here on Highway 30, East Highway 30 in Kearney. Nothing but the best. They also got a great selection of fresh and smoked sausage, fresh frozen seafood. You can mix it all up. Maybe you're just throwing something in for snacks. You get the snack sticks. You get the jerky. You got everything that they have there. The bacon in the morning. They've got the ham, the prime rib, everything that you could possibly want for any meal of the day. If you're going to grill, do it right. Don't take all the time to prepare the food, get the grill going, and then sit down and go, honey, what'd we get? You didn't go to Troutman's. Big mistake. Troutman's Quality Meat, a grill's best friend, Highway 30 in Kearney.
More College World Series action this afternoon here on ESPN Radio, and we are pleased with our continuing coverage of the CWS to catch up with the head Bulldog himself, and what a run that this baseball team has made. John Cohen is the head coach of Mississippi State, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, great to catch up with you, and congratulations on the run so far.
Thank you, Doug. We visited the Children's Hospital today in Omaha, and just I can't imagine the hospitality of Omaha and the state of Nebraska being any better. It's as advertised.
Yeah, we talked with a couple of the coaches, John Savage. They were there earlier in the week, and we were talking with Michael Bonner from the Jackson Clarion and Ledger on the show yesterday, and we said, what is Mississippi State doing with all this downtime? When you win that game, when you're in that first bracket, you get an extra day, and you get a chance to maybe not just practice but see a little bit of the community. What's the off time been like for you?
Well, you know, we've been practicing in the morning at Creighton. They have been so nice to host us there. And we feel like we've had some productive practices. We've lifted twice. We've done conditioning. Our kids, again, just did the Children's Hospital here in Omaha. They've done the zoo. We tried to keep them busy because we don't want them to just hang out at the hotel. But certainly our kids have had a great time. But I think they're ready to play some baseball here.
Well, it sounds like they had fun at practice knocking some baseballs down the street yesterday.
Yeah, that practice, the field at Creighton plays a little bit different than Ameritrade, but certainly we've really enjoyed our time there, and what a beautiful facility they have at Creighton.
We're talking with Mississippi State head baseball coach John Cohen here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. A lot of folks obviously probably don't know that you're a Mississippi State alum unless they've really studied up on you. And you got a chance to play in the College World Series back in 1990. What strikes you as the biggest difference between playing and coaching in this event?
Well, I think when you're playing at Rosenblatt, you feel like you're playing in a museum. And it was a thrill to be there and really follow in the footsteps of many college greats, including some greats at Mississippi State, like Rafael Palmeiro and Will Clark and Bobby Thigpen and Jeff Brantley and people like that. But certainly this new ballpark has all the bells and whistles in Ameritrade. I mean, whoever planned this facility did it absolutely the right way. I know you hear this all the time, but coming from an outsider in Mississippi, the word Omaha is just synonymous with, the baseball World Series and the championship. And it's just every part about it is first class. And when you look at this new facility, I mean, it doesn't get any better than this.
Coach, is there anything you can take from your playing days and think back and go, man, I can relate this, I can tell this to the kids who are here for the first time?
Well, you know, we live in a different age. You know, we don't have these iPhones to where everything is recorded and everything is in front of you. I just think these kids are so much more savvy and so much more of aware of the consequences of everything and everything they do and everything they say. So I think our kids are really prepared, just because when you go through a season in the Southeastern Conference and you play in regionals at Duty Noble in front of 11,000 people, no, it's not the 23,000, 24,000 you're going to get here, but it's as good a preparation as you can possibly get. And I think our kids are just excited, and I think they're also loose and relaxed and looking forward to, you know, the challenge of playing a great Oregon State club.
Mississippi State coach John Cohen with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk about the rematch. Maybe still the most exciting game so far. The College World Series was the first meeting you guys had to start this whole thing off. What do you have to do to get win number two against them?
Well, the first thing you got to do against Oregon State is, you know, you have to score, and they don't let people score very often. The other thing you have to do against them is you got to stop the middle of their order. You know, their three-hole guy is the player of the year in the Pac-12, and certainly if he wouldn't have been, maybe the four-hole guy would have been. I mean, their middle of the order is phenomenal, and they're sandwiched by guys who can really run and pressure you. You know, Peterson, the two-hole guy, can really bunt, especially to the right side, and they just do a lot of different things to pressure you. They'll if you can't feel the bunt, they're gonna make you do that. So they're a very well-rounded club, and they're a club that's won national championships before. So it'll be a tremendous challenge for our kids. But again, it's something they're looking forward to.
Coach, if you win this game, it means just one game in a week. We talk about the time off. That's unusual even during the regular season. Let's dream a little. Let's say that you win this game this afternoon. We've heard that you need some time maybe to rest your pitching staff. What's the pluses and minuses to only having this game should you win it?
Well, of course, the pluses immediately is the pitching situation. You know, the strength of our club is our bullpen, certainly. And if you can rest that bullpen and have all the pieces available for you, that's huge for us. So if you get a win, it's going to help us in that regard. I think the negative is the offensive part of it, because certainly if you have a week off, it's hard to keep that rhythm at the plate. But, you know, it is a reward for sure for your club to be able to have some time off. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we might get that opportunity.
Well, there's no doubt, Coach, that the talk ever since Monday, when all of our sports talk shows got going again, was that shot by Hayes of Oregon State in the ninth inning that was just a couple of feet from maybe changing the way the whole week went for you guys. What was your perspective? Take us back to that moment from your shoes.
Well, certainly that ball was really well hit. I thought off the bat it just didn't sound like to me that, you know, but when I looked up, I said, man, that ball was really hit a lot better than I thought it was. You know, we're just so used to this, Doug, because we play in a very big ballpark ourselves. We're just used to fly balls not getting there. So not a shock to us, you know, maybe a little heart stoppage for the moment. But, you know, certainly we feel like we have one of the best defenders in right field in America, Hunter Renfroe. And, you know, in order to win this tournament, you have to have some things go your way, and that was certainly one pitch that went our way.
You've seen a lot of baseball. Hunter is really, really an amazing baseball player. Can you even put it into perspective what kind of season he has had for you, what kind of career he has had for you?
Well, I don't even know if Hunter's starting. You know, he's just starting to scratch the surface of who he is as a player. Certainly he is somebody who has five tools. He can really run. He can throw. He's a very good defender. He's starting to really understand the craft of hitting and hitting for average, especially with two strikes. And he's, you know, a very good defender. So he has become what we've always thought he could become. He was the 13th player taken overall in the draft by San Diego, and I think they're going to enjoy having him in the organization.
I know you've kind of played it close to the vest from time to time. Have you made the decision on who is going to take the mound for you this afternoon?
Well, we think it's probably going to be Kendall Graveman. We're probably going to wait a little bit later on this afternoon. Kendall's our best defender on the mound. He does the best job of controlling the running game. He does the best job of fielding bunts and things of that nature. So I think that makes him probably our best matchup. I thought he fits pretty well against them like last Saturday. But you know, we'll wait just a little bit longer, but I would say at this point in time, he's probably going to be our guy.
This team is now built in your mold. You've been able to bring these guys in, and you are thought of as one of the best recruiters in the country, and your recruiting classes have been very high. What's your philosophy, or what's a key that you use when it comes to recruiting kids when there's so much talent in the SEC?
Well, I think the SEC in itself is a huge recruiting tool. I know kids really want to play in our league. I think, you know, the tradition of our program helps. Our fan support really helps. We're one of those schools that you could consider to be a baseball school. And even though we have a great football program and great basketball, when people around the country think of Mississippi State, in some respects, the first thing they think of is baseball. And that really helps also. And certainly playing on primetime on ESPN, you know, for the last week, those are the moments that really help your program as well.
Well, it's fun watching you guys play, and we've got a last minute here with John Cohen, Mississippi State baseball coach. I think a lot of people, especially in Nebraska, they kind of start paying attention when the Super Regionals roll around. May not have realized that you guys, it's not a surprise that you're the last SEC team standing, ranked fifth in the preseason, started 17-0, but then a little bump in the road. You got to play Central Arkansas, who you battled in the Super Regional, went 6-8 for a stretch there. What happened in that stretch? And I know LSU and the SEC is tough, but what was learned during that time, and what did you have to correct during that stretch?
Well, we're really not probably fully utilizing our bullpen at that time. We were probably allowing our starters to go a little deeper into it in the beginning than we did later on in the year. And I don't think we were as good a two-strike hitting club in that span as we were later on in the year. And quite frankly, you know, with the SEC having 14 teams now, we by far and away played the most difficult schedule in the Southeastern Conference. In fact, I think our strength of schedule right now is either 2 or 3 in the country. So we played a really challenging schedule, but I think in the long run, that's really helped our club grow.
Well, it's been a great time getting to talk to you a little bit here, Coach, and I know you guys are keeping busy. Big game this afternoon against Oregon State. I guess when you get to play and then coach for the team that you played for, it's a special moment. So if you win this game, if you're playing on Monday, no matter how it happens, what would that mean to you and the program?
Well, I think it would mean a lot. I think it would mean that it's the deepest a Mississippi State team has ever gone into the World Series. You know, Mississippi State's only won 50 or more games 4 times in our great history, and I've been just a very fortunate person to have been a part of 3 of those teams, and I think it would mean a lot if we could get to the finals. But certainly, you know, Oregon State's going to have a lot to say about that because they're a very good club, and they have their own tradition and history that they're going to represent this afternoon.
Coach, an absolute pleasure to chat with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We'll be listening and watching later this afternoon, and we wish the Bulldogs the best of luck. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much, Doug.
You bet. Thanks, Coach John Cohen, here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Mississippi State baseball coach. They lead the tournament in batting. Right now they are towards the bottom in team pitching and team fielding. They've had a couple of bumps out there, but you take a look at some of the individual stats through 2 or 3 games for some of these teams, and I think we're going to see some scoring today between Mississippi State and Oregon State. But who knows?
Yeah, you understand very well-pitched games when ones and twos are going. But when you start to get to that third starter, but that just shows you how deep these teams are and why they are here. It's because they do have that third guy that's interchangeable with their 1 and 2, and you've seen some bullpen guys step up. The Thornton kid from North Carolina stepped up huge, you know, and so you know, the North Carolina team intrigues me because they seem to have 9 lives. You know, and you don't know how much, you know, it's gonna run out at some time, maybe.
But you gotta be deep, and they are.
Yes. Yes.
What do you do? Mississippi State, they can hit the ball a little bit. By the way, I did want we were talking about LeBron being 6'8", 275. We talked all week long about this first baseman, Wes Rea, from Mississippi State, and how huge he is. LeBron's bigger. Just keep that in mind. Back to College World Series, though. I think we're for sure going to have a baseball game tomorrow in Omaha.
Yes.
I don't think both Mississippi State and UCLA win today.
I agree, and the big talk, if you've watched the games on TV and you watched any of the Super Regional games, has been pitch count at the college level. And that's got to be one of the more absurd things I've ever heard. Now, I'm not a big Kyle Peterson fan to begin with.
Man, he's just another reason, communist.
Yeah. You know, I think Kyle Peterson is doing a good job. But when he starts to talk about, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and you know, why there should be a pitch count and whatnot is, yeah, you know, I understand you have to put some trust in the coach, and that's why you chose the school that you're going to, is your trust he's going to make the best decision for you. But for some guys and for a lot of guys, this is as important as making millions of dollars. You know, and you put this pitch limit that they're talking about. Basically, for anybody who doesn't know, is they're bringing back starters. They brought Rodon yesterday back. They're bringing these guys that are big-time draft pick type of people. They're bringing them back on short days rest. They're throwing them, I think it was Emmanuel from North Carolina, threw 137 in game one of the Super Regional and came back and threw another 60 2 days later. And so they're trying to, you know, they're talking about how they need this pitch count. 9 out of 10 of these pitchers aren't going to make it to the major leagues. And this is the best pitching in the country. You got to trust the coach to make the best decision that you possibly can. This isn't Little League where there's growth issues. These are grown men. They've trained for this. They've worked out for this. They're going to be honest with their coach. And so the whole pitch count thing is a ridiculous discussion, in my opinion, because – You can't arbitrarily say, oh, well, for the top, if he's a first-round draft pick, you got to watch his pitch count. But for the guy who throws 83, like Berg, you know, you just keep throwing him out there. Why is it okay for him to throw 180 pitches? But it's, so that's something that that concerns me, that we're starting to talk pitch counts at the college level. You know, but you are seeing some – this is probably one of the best crops. I mean, we've had Trevor Bauer at the College World Series in the past couple of years. You had April from Stanford. This is some of the best pitching. I mean, TD Ameritrade is a tough park to hit in, but you're seeing some arms too. Arizona last year, Arkansas last year. You're seeing some big-time arms that you're not used to seeing in college baseball, because they are starting to see the path, the quickest path to probably get into the big leagues – is to go do 3 years of college and then go, you know, you're starting to see Shazer from Detroit, the Tigers. You're starting to see some guys do those types of things. And so it's not as taboo as it once was, where you had to go right out of high school, get into a minor league system type of thing. But you are seeing right now some of the best pitching at the College World Series ever. You know, it's the golden era of pitching as well. Now, there's the debate. Is that because of the stadium? Yeah, the stadium is doing its part, but you're also seeing some pretty doggone good pitching.
And it hasn't. And again, the dumbing down of the bats has helped, but boy, it's hard to believe that it's helped that much. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here on the program today. One more thing. Mississippi State, like, the strength of their ball club is the bullpen. That would seem to not be what you would want. You want your bullpen to be good, but it would seem like you're throwing a starter out there just to get you 3-4 innings, and then you're trying to string together. If you put one of those bullpen guys out there and he has a rough outing, all of a sudden you start thinning things out. So if you got bullpen as a strength, what's the deal there? I mean, make them starters then. Well, what?
That's just knowing your team. That's just being able to switch. To change and go away from what everybody else thinks you should do, and you knowing your team. And I think that's what makes Coach Cohen in this run from Mississippi State such a great run, is, you know what they've realized is that their starting pitching was not a strength. And some guys can start and some guys can't. And these bullpen guys, they like the fact that they don't know when they're going in. And that you can really overthink it from a pitching standpoint. And I think what Mississippi State is doing is just a great coaching job of understanding, hey, we don't have three horses like Oregon State. We don't have the arms that North Carolina does. But you know what? Our bullpen guys can come in and shut down lineups.
And they're not all out of the bullpen, because Mitchell's 13-0 and Gerardo's 9-1, but Mississippi State has four guys with at least 20 appearances whose ERA are 1.56 or lower on the season, with at least 20 appearances.
All I know is I'd like that bullpen.
Who you got? You've watched enough of the College World Series. There's four teams left. Who's playing in the best of three, and who's winning it?
I think that it's going to be Oregon State versus UCLA. All right. I think it's going to be a Pac-12 finale.
And Oregon State or UCLA?
I think it's going to be UCLA. I think they're going to score just enough runs.
Doug and Daddy Show with Damon Day's prediction on this Friday. When we come back, we're going to talk to Brian Munson of Big Red Report, get a little football talk in. But don't forget, while you're out and about bouncing around, you've got baseball in town. Don't forget to stop at Big Daddy's Deli. You can feed the whole team with a combo meal, 6-inch, 12-inch sub, whatever you want. There's a bazillion sandwiches. There's so many of them. You can please everybody in the family on the team because you pick the bread, you pick the sandwich, you pick the toppings, you pick the sauces that you put on it as well. 801 West 2nd and 610 East South in Hastings or top of the hill. 3905 North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They're open 7 days a week. And as we always play on Friday, pick a sandwich number of the bazillion. What do you got?
55.
Today, Dave, that's the half pounder. That's the half pounder. You could hammer that. It would take me a couple of sit downs to get that. There you go. How about this one, folks? The 20, the Heartland combo with roast beef and roast pork. Oh, so good. It is Big Daddy's Deli, Kearney and Hastings. Back after this.
My name is Megan. The day that I decided to go into Complete Nutrition, I literally circled the store 6 or 7 times to get up the courage to go in. When you're overweight, you have to be like, hi, I need help. Please don't judge me. I walked in and this smiling face was there and he was ready to help and wanted to know about me and my goals and who I am as a person. From that point on, Complete Nutrition changed my life.
Whether you want to lose weight, gain muscle, or maintain a healthy lifestyle, Complete Nutrition has the products, supplements, and support you need. Our certified trainers and nutrition experts will partner with you every step of the way to help achieve your goals. Stop into a store today and receive a free multivitamin. No purchase necessary.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
As an Orkin man, I know how to bait for ants. Based on your home, I might use liquids or gels or granules. I know to bait with protein in the spring and sugar in the fall. I can find them when they're outside in the ground and when they've decided to move in and nest in the walls. Every colony has a queen, but I know every queen can be dethroned. Orkin, pest control down to a science. Visit OrkinMan.com to get guaranteed pest control.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. The sun is finally shining, the weather's straightening out, and we're celebrating with an all-new summer salads menu. We've traveled the world via the internet, tasting recipes from all corners, and now it's your turn to enjoy the new summer salad menu. And 12 beers on tap, including the summer favorite, Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Plan on some sun, hot 95. Today stays warm over the upcoming weekend. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus. Right now, 84.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Friday, wrapping up the week, and then a doubleheader from the College World Series begins with our 1:40 pregame this afternoon. Oh, always love to talk champions. Four members of the National Championship Nebraska bowling team have earned academic awards from the National 10-Pin Coaches Association. Liz Culkin, first team academic, majors in criminology and criminal justice. Three others on honorable mention, Andrea Ruiz, Beth Headley, and Christy Mickelson. And that brings us to our T&L recruiting update. The Husker recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. And we bring in from Big Red Report, Scout.com, it is Brian Munson. Coming off this national championship bowling team, are we getting some recruits in, Brian?
Yes. Are you talking about for the bowling team or for football now?
For the bowling team, man. Come on. What's going on?
I tell you
on?
What, you want to go ahead and scout out some good bowlers, you got to go down to the Big Apple down there in Kearney.
Yeah, but we can't use the bumpers in college, so there you go. Oh, man. You know, the more I listen and the more I kind of pay attention to the more radio shows that are popping up in the state of Nebraska, and I know you and all the guys that we talk to, you know, you do a variety of them, and some of them are now starting to come in from out of state and talking about Husker football. Where do you see the conversation, I guess, Brian? I know this is a little off the wall, but where's the conversation now compared to when we started talking to you about 5 years ago?
You know, it has gotten a little crazy. I've watched the market change. I mean, obviously, I've been doing this now for going on 13 years. And to where I wasn't doing radio spots, I mean, you can only find me online, to where I started getting involved in doing radio spots. And now we have people that are coming in from all corners of the country that believe that they understand and comprehend what's going on with Nebraska football, as well as the people that have been brought up in it. And there's some people that have been doing it longer than I have that are in the state of Nebraska. You know, I'm 600 miles away, but I think I'm pretty clued in, given I was born and raised there. But I think the industry is still continuing to evolve. And I think that you're seeing these guys now that are their jobs are based on covering conferences and covering specific divisions and covering specific teams in those divisions from a larger national scale. We've seen a huge change in printed media, and seen kind of an evolution to go online. And I don't think it's done yet. I'm not sure I totally see where it's going yet. But hopefully I'm on the side that continues to survive, because Lord knows I love getting a chance to talk to everybody about Nebraska football. And if I didn't have this in my life, I don't know what I'd be doing. Huh.
Damon Day here, and obviously with the summer commit, Zach Darlington has been a guy that's getting a lot of press, and being from Florida and having the success that he has from Florida, he obviously is going to bring a certain skill set to the quarterback position. But what does he mean as far as us or the Huskers possibly landing more Florida recruits?
Well, I definitely think it dovetails into that, right? Darlington's a state champion quarterback at Apopka, Florida. Son of a coach. Dad is the head coach there at Apopka. Obviously, Nebraska's got an offer out to a standout junior offensive lineman at Apopka, who's going to be a national recruit next year. But I mean, I spoke with Marjorie London last night, who's a running back from Fort Lauderdale, St. Thomas Aquinas, and I know that's a situation there. You know, you start talking about some of the top programs in the state of Florida. Those guys don't necessarily have each other on speed dial, but they know of each other, and they've met each other on visits and camps, and being recognized, you know, statewide. They know, they're familiar with one another, and I think that the communication, it's always easier these days with social media and finding guys. And I think that those guys obviously are going to be communicating. I think Zach Darlington's communicated to the media that he's interested in becoming that leader in the class that Josh Banderas was last year, being that guy that's trying to
pull together and give a reason and show some direction for the class. And I think Darlington is, he's got that ability. You're talking to him on the phone, completely forgot that was a 16, 17-year-old kid. I mean, when he's quoting the book of Proverbs to me about what he was thinking that morning when he wanted to go commit to Nebraska, it was one of the most, it was one of the best interviews I've ever had a chance to go ahead and do and write.
Brian Munson joins us here from Big Red Report, Scout.com, on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think they're getting the character kids that they want, too, but let's face it, the national pundits aren't really jumping up and down as much over these seven kids or the last 10 days where all these kids came in from Big Red Weekend. It's not like Nebraska's stock really jumped on their recruiting rankings. Should we even care about that?
I think that that's overblown. I think that Nebraska, number one, there's a couple players, you know, obviously in this group of guys that have committed recently in the last week or so that just haven't had a chance to get fully evaluated yet. And it didn't help, you know, that leading into that, you know, you had a specialist jumping on board in Brown from down here in South Lake Carroll. But I think a guy like Trey Mosley is a player that's going to bubble up. And what I mean by that is that he's a guy that's been overshadowed by a couple, three guys that are on the Pflugerville-Hendrickson team right now. But from all accounts of the people that I have in Central Texas that watch 7-on-7 summer football, Mosley is a stud. And he's the kind of guy who's, I think, going to come from off the radar with a Nebraska commitment to completely on the radar. It's kind of like a Jason Hall thing. I mean, everybody was kind of – nobody was really all that disappointed when Jason Hall decided to commit. You know, but Nebraska was in that lull looking for that second commitment behind Gifford. And Hall jumps on. Well, Nebraska was the first team to offer him, too. And now Nebraska stands at the chance of losing Hall after Texas came in and offered the kid. So I think Nebraska's just been very thorough in their evaluations, wanting to take closer looks at kids. I mean, that's what that summer camp was all about. They had it on paper that Mosley ran a 4.640. He comes into Lincoln and runs a 4.43. Yeah, it's a good idea to get another look at some of these guys because you don't know what's real and what's not.
Talking with Brian Munson here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. People know about DJ Foster being the Nebraska kid. They have learned a little bit, obviously, about Zach Darlington. You've just filled us in on Trey Mosley. A lot of people know about Mick Stoltenberg out of Gretna. We talked about the wide receiver in Pearson L earlier this week on the show. But I want more info because I always hear fans say, we need the Kelsey boys. We need the guys that were from the East Coast, the brothers, you know, whoever you want to pick. There was a certain number of those championship teams. We need some of those tough, rough, grab your face mask teammates. And boy, it sounds like Tanner Farmer could be that.
Tanner Farmer, I tell you what, this is a guy really blew up in Chicago a week or two prior to coming to Lincoln. And I think that you're absolutely right, number one. Road grader, nasty offensive lineman. I think when you looked at that get by Nebraska mid last week and you said to yourself, well, this is a guy again that just kind of started bubbling up and Nebraska's kind of ahead of that curve in offering him. Wasn't the first team, but wasn't too far away. And then the one thing that I loved to couple along with getting a guy like Tanner Farmer was a little bit more of an established commodity in DJ Foster in Lincoln Southeast. Now, we all thought Foster was going to take some time, particularly through this summer. He was going to take a trip down to the Southeast, look around, check out some schools, holding Georgia offers, holding a Florida offer, holding a Missouri offer, holding Vanderbilt, Wake Forest, on and on and on. You know, those are some offers that you just don't find extended to kids in the state of Nebraska very often. And it probably wasn't going to be, you know, much of a surprise at all that Foster was going to go down there and check him out, being that he's actually from the area originally. That being said, when Foster jumped into class to go along with a guy like Farmer, I really felt like Nebraska had just hit the two guard spots out of the park when it came to not just knocking out those two positions, those two guys, as part of a four-guy, maybe five-guy offensive line recruiting class in the class of 2014.
It just He just sounds to me like he could be one of the next Peter brothers. Maybe he's got a brother that he can bring with him. Well, what's next? This was a big weekend last weekend. Sounds like there might be a little time here before a couple of the guys that Nebraska has on their radar want to select. A couple guys that they've offered have selected other places. So where are we at here in the next 2 weeks?
Well, I think coaches are taking a little bit of a break. One of the recent rumors was that some kids were unable to make it to camp during this last couple weeks of June. And there's actually some talk about there being another camp potentially in July. I would look for that to be more of an invite only. Nebraska's going a long ways by making some of these situations in Lincoln an invite only and not a national deal. The kids appreciate that when it's kind of a selective type of situation. So I keep an eye out maybe potentially for another camp in July. And then I think two guys that come up here in the next 2 months that I think Nebraska fans need to be ready for, T.V. Williams from McKinney, Texas. Wide receiver, was there for Big Red Weekend, was blown away. He's going to take some time, probably committing here in the next month or so. So I keep an eye on him. And then Peyton Newell from Hiawatha, Kansas, big defensive tackle. We talked about him. I think he is a guy that Nebraska fans, even with South Carolina and the two in-state schools on his list, I think Nebraska is sitting very good with Peyton Newell.
All right, buddy. We'll let you get back to enjoying the summer and talk with you again in a couple of weeks about Husker recruiting.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Munson, BigRedReportScout.com. Keep up to date on all Husker recruiting with Brian and the gang. And that is our TNL Husker recruiting update. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system? Well, with TNL, the choice is simple. They provide a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or by going online at TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
For your next family vacation, forget about the lines and the baggage claim and enjoy trips close to home with a new boat powered by Yamaha Outboards. Families with Yamaha-powered boats just have more fun. Powerful, fuel-efficient, and reliable. Cruise the waters worry-free in your new boat from Buzz's Marine. Stop by our showroom at 507 Central Avenue in Kearney to check out our entire inventory powered by Yamaha Outboards or on the web at buzzesmarine.com. Buzz's Marine, creating family memories since 1956.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Most people have pretty ambitious bucket lists, like skiing every mountain in America, or seeing a game at every ballpark, or eating at all the famous barbecue joints. It can get expensive and messy. But Motel 6's great low rates mean you save more for what you travel for. So at least your stay will be a drop in the bucket. Get it? It's a bucket list. Good stuff. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
The College World Series continues today on ESPN Radio.
Runner goes, and it's driven to right field. Mark Laird going back. Laird at the wall, leaping up, and it's gone! A two-run homer for Brian Holberton. Curveball hit high in the air, deep toward right field. Renfroe going back at the track. He's got it against the wall, and Mississippi State hangs on.
It's a Friday doubleheader as Mississippi State battles Oregon State at 2, UCLA and North Carolina at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Doug and Danny Show, ready to wrap up another week. Coming up Monday, Chad Martinson of the Cox Classic, and we'll be back in Omaha to talk about the finals, preview who's in the championship game Monday here on the Doug and Danny Show. Triple saving, oh my goodness, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Great savings going on this weekend. Stop in and see them, and you can check out the inventory at thinkmidway.com. And for the folks on South 2nd Avenue, they are doing something that no one else is doing, giving you 2.9% financing with approved credit on certified pre-owned vehicles on their lot, whether it's a Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, maybe even a trade-in that doesn't have that name in front of it. They've got a few of those on the lot as well. Stop by, see the great gang at the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And while you're checking out the inventory online, don't forget to like them on their Facebook page and register for the Husker football season ticket giveaway. They will be giving away a pair of tickets to Nebraska football for the entire season. What a way for the folks at Midway to do a little bit more. They always take care of you, whether it's in the service shop, whether it's getting you a new or pre-owned vehicle, or whether it's giving you great financing. As Andy and the gang say, they work with some great folks that allow them to give you 2.9% financing on pre-owned certified vehicles, 1.9% for 72 months with approved credit on all new vehicles. Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Doug Duda, Damon Day. We were talking off air. Jabba Chamberlain has done so much here for the University of Nebraska at Kearney, and his own, as most professional athletes have, they have they picked their own charity. They picked their own cause. And coming up next month, he's been putting together some things for an event in Lincoln.
Yeah, he the Dream 62 Foundation, which is Jabba's foundation, is doing a equipment drive for underprivileged or the youth of Nebraska. As that his foundation serves all of Nebraska, not just Lincoln. And so if you have any old sporting goods equipment or bats, gloves, hockey sticks, anything that you're willing to get out of, please either contact me at the UNK baseball office or you can drop it off here at the ESPN studios, or you can drop them off at my office up in Memorial Field, and we're going to collect all those things up and get them down to Lincoln for his event on July the 17th.
We're going to put up the information on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, but his Reviving Dreams is at Haymarket Park July 17th from 2 to 7. It's a family fun day. They're going to be doing all kinds of things, and then, of course, part of that is maybe finding some equipment for kids that don't either have anything that they can use or get them something that that they can use. So if you've got some of that old sporting equipment, you want to get rid of it, see Coach Day, drop it off here at the station, and Coach Day will pick it up, and we'll get it down to Jabba and the kids that need it.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody's support, and it's for a good cause, and we're excited to be partnering with Team 62 to make it happen.
How's he doing?
Good.
He is not. His numbers aren't where they want on the mound right now, but you exchange texts and talk with him from time to time.
You know, he's susceptible to long ball right now. He's given up a couple home runs and given up some big hits, but he's averaging 2 strikeouts an inning, and I'm sure as he kind of gets back from the oblique and gets more into it in the dog days of summer where they start to use bullpens even more, I think he's going to do well, and I know he's confident that he's going to do well, and so we just hope that he does do well.
Well, and his name's coming up in trade rumors too, and with Mariano Rivera retiring, it doesn't sound like he would move into that closer role for the Yankees, which everybody, when he came up, just thought he would be the next Mariano Rivera.
You know, the Yankees are such an interesting group because they have a certain guy this year or they have a team this year, they're so heavy in the free agent market. You never know what they're going to go get or who's going to be around. And so, you know, in my conversations with them, and like we've talked about, is he's got to control what he can control, and he's in a contract year. And so, you know, that'll be something to follow down the road.
Nebraska Danger playoff game tomorrow at the Heartland Events Center. Kickoff at 7 o'clock against the Colorado Ice. One win on Saturday, then they play for the league championship the following week, and then dates and sites will be determined by who wins on the other side of the bracket. Also, good luck to all the high school rodeo participants that are going through day 2. Short go is set for tomorrow, and best of luck there. Again, they go again tonight at 6 o'clock. The short go tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And Damon, I'm taking Mississippi State and North Carolina in the final.
So I'd expect nothing different.
You've got Oregon State and UCLA. That's awesome. I will not be surprised
if the 1-3 seed, after this is all said and done, North Carolina and Oregon State fight their way through here. But I'm going to take Mississippi State and North Carolina to be playing on Monday night. So there you go.
There you go.
What do you think about that?
Commie.
Yeah, commie. Hey, am I going to see you next week, or are you taking a couple months off?
No, we're going to figure something out.
All right, buddy. David, Dave, thanks for coming in and co-hosting again on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also want to thank Brian Munson of Big Red Report and John Cohen, Mississippi State baseball coach, for joining us today. Chad Martison with the Cox Classic and a special guest from the College World Series among our guests Monday when Jimmy Langan's back in to co-host. Have a great weekend, folks. Have fun at Kid Rock or at baseball or whatever you're doing, and we'll see you Monday.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.